So this chapter 5, will deal with... I'm just going to talk about what it was like to be... Well, after being released from the hospital, going back into work, and trying to sort of move back to normality, and then also, you know, well, moving into depression, I suppose. So often after almost always, I think, after someone has a manic psychotic episode, there then follows a depressive one. Now, for me, coming from my background, I have a very loving family, and as far as I'm aware, there is no history of depression on either my mother's side or my father's side for generations. So, you know, depressed people, depression wasn't really something I was... really had any concept of, to my own shame, I suppose, really. But I mean, well, not exactly, but what I mean is I didn't know what depression was, I didn't know what it meant, I didn't know what it was like. I wouldn't really have been able to identify a depressed person other than to think, well, that person is just, you know, a bit miserable and not, you know, not having a good day. But I certainly wasn't able to, how should we say it, I had no idea what it was. So after being released, you know, I was released from hospital, but I was still certainly an elevated person. I was still coming down from mania. So I would have days where I would, you know, my thoughts would be racing about, you know, the universe or whatever it is, or things I wanted to do. And then it would alternate, you know, and it's into, you know, oh, I can't do anything, I'm not enjoying life, what am I, you know, what do I want to do, where do I want to go, and I'll read some of those extracts from my diaries as I go through it. But, yeah, so, I don't know, there's so much. So here's one of the thoughts I had, and this was on the 3rd of February, so still quite soon after my time, so, you know, still quite an elevated mood. So part of an extract: love is purely giving, love takes naught but of itself, and love gives naught but of itself, for love is sufficient unto love. That's a quote, not of mine, from The Prophet by Khalil Gibran, which is a great book if you haven't read it. So to me, what this means is that love doesn't impose itself, it is a gift. I love you, that love is given, whether you like it or not. You get to choose how to respond. You can reject that love, but it doesn't lessen it. Don't love because you want to get something out of it. Love is infinite, because it takes naught but of itself and gives naught but of itself. The only way love can die is if you let it. But all it takes is a thought to love. And at what point do we stop thinking? When we die, which is exactly the point at which we stop loving, or should be. So, you know, quite high and mighty sort of philosophical thoughts, which isn't often something that I, the rest of my diaries aren't really like this. When I say my diary, like my normal diaries, now that I'm, you know, back to normal. I mean, I sometimes think about these things, but I mean, you know, reading back through the diaries, which I haven't done in a while, you know, the diaries of when I was manic. I mean, you know, it's just continuously thinking about all of this, you know, stuff, and then, you know, the 5th of February, so just a couple of days later, you know, it all seems to be fading, though I'm not sure if it's the drugs or not. I liked being manic, if manic was what I was, manic in the Western sense. So then I started, you know, trying to think about, you know, whether I was manic or whether it was just, you know, the way I was, and what did it mean, and, I mean, it's just sort of all over the place, which is why there's not much point in reading too much about it. But, yeah, I was just up and down, and, you know, I'd left the hospital, and I was back into the job, and I was trying to do, you know, a technical sort of computer-y kind of job, and I just couldn't do it. You know, yeah, and at the same time, you know, I was being released to my care worker here, and he was great, and, you know, he's eventually suggested that maybe I should try and go back to reduced duties, especially as I moved further and further into depression. And I had, in March, I went off to visit my parents who were doing aid work in Uganda, and I guess that was a real cushion for me in a way. So I didn't I didn't really have to. It's hard to be depressed for me, at least when I'm around my loving family and they're looking after me, and you know, I was exploring and having an adventure and a nice holiday and stuff. But I certainly still wasn't. I didn't enjoy it as much as I would have had I been, you know, in full mental health. But when I came back from that holiday, you know, in sort of mid-April, I was. It was very hard because, you know, I didn't have my family around me anymore. I was living, you know. Yeah, and certainly I really, really, definitely began to feel you know, depressed at that stage. So I'll read you an extract from May, the beginning of May, so maybe a month after I got back from Uganda. And and I'll change names, but today I had a meeting with my bosses. We'll get a performance agreement out of it. Ick, I felt and feel sick. I think I need help. Antidepressants. I don't want them, but I feel as though my options are thin on the ground. What the fuck happened to me on the course? It has simply ruined my neatly ordered and happy life. I hate getting up in the morning. All I want to do when I get home is curl up in a ball and sleep. I don't even want to cook food or write my blog. This is getting serious. I'm really freaked out by the work I'm being asked to do in work. I feel totally out of my depth. Even a question that I was asked today about how to integrate two products. I have no earthly clue where to look or how to start. I really feel as though I have rather bitten off more than I can chew. To become a maths teacher? Question mark. Fucking crazy idea. I'm a bum. I can't work and I don't have the oomph to retrain. Well, maybe I will. We'll see. Maybe I can get good in this job, make it work for me. I wish it would, but magic isn't going to happen. Things aren't magically going to get better. I need to find my passion and then pursue it with both hands, both barrels. I think I've written that before. I wish. I really, really wish my brain was filled with happy thoughts. I really do. Instead, it is filled with unhappy, wretched thoughts. Perhaps I should go onto the sickness benefit for a while and quit work. But I will run out of cash fast, so that's really not the best idea. And being employed and being around people surely is a positive thing for me to be doing. I don't know what's best. But I know how I feel at the moment, and it's intolerable. It really is. And no matter what I try, it simply doesn't seem to be getting any better. I climb, I run, I cycle, I meet friends for coffee and films. I am trying, but it all seems to no avail. I hate it. My life is destined to be a life of drudgery from now until I die, I feel. I cannot do the work that I am being set. Well, maybe I can. We'll have to see. But maybe it is all just too much. I can't commit suicide, but I do. Well, life seems to be one long, 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 dark road, which I have to travel down in order to get to the nirvana at the other side, if it exists, which I really hope it does. 7 p.m. now, 2.5 hours until sleep, and the dawning of the next day. What happened to me on the course? What happened? What does it mean? Was my vision a vision, or was it just craziness? Was it real? What is real, anyway? I don't know anything anymore. I fucking do hate this existence. I worry that I'm going to get kicked out of this flat soon. I can't bear it. I can't. Ah! So hope I read back over this diary in a few years' time and go, what was I thinking? Life is wonderful. But life isn't wonderful at the moment. It's anti-wonderful. It's actually quite awful. Personally, I hate this endless monotony of rain and dark and cold. I long for fresh powder on the slopes. I want a website, I do, to take off. I do, I really do. Please, God, it does. Then I would be happy. Snowpool would do just fine, I'm sure. Another thing I ought to be working on at the moment, but can't really be bothered. But maybe I will. Who knows? Ah! I'm screaming internally at the moment. Writing should make me feel better. Should, but doesn't. My teeth and back are falling apart. My job is too much. My friends are wonderful, it's true, but I don't see them as much as I need to. I hate being down. Antidepressants aren't really the answer. The answer has to come from within. It must come from within, or lie within at any rate. Maybe Vipassana can fix what it broke. It broke my mind. Incredible, really. Incredible that something like my brain could get so messed up by something as simple as breathing and concentrating. Concentrating hard. After all, I'm broken already. What harm could doing it again really cause? I don't think I can handle a life that's as crap as the outlook for mine currently looks. Well, how bad does my life really look? Being honest, it's not all that bad.
I mean, I do have a well-paid job with people who do care about me and want what's best. They do believe in me, which I think is not well-founded. I made a mistake in signing off some bugs today. I can't even do that right. Pathetic. I don't know. Ouch. Scrabble champion, indeed. So I don't know what life has in store at the moment. It seems to be lots and lots of angst and happiness. Everything I do seems to go bad, eventually to a bad place, an unhappy place, a place I don't want to be. I don't know what else life has in store. I wish I had a girlfriend who I loved. I would feel so less alone then, but probably not that easy a thing to do when you mope about at home feeling depressed all the time. Smiley face. No. Funnily enough, that sort of behaviour is not the sort of thing which ladies will find exciting. Oh no, that's not the way to the bedroom, funnily enough. One thing about being depressed, there's no end to the amount of writing I can do and want to do. Still, soon it will be time to cook dinner, something which will be quick this evening. I hear Mark's footsteps. That's my flatmate. Yep, fucking E. No, that's not fair. Mark is an excellent flatmate. He really is. I think I should try to meditate this evening, just to see if I can. What else is there but sleep? Sleep is bliss. It's the one thing I really enjoy doing these days. Sleep is a release from the monotony and angst which my life has become. I need a new focus and direction. I do. I need it. I don't know what it should be. God, it was wonderful being manic. Touching something so loving and pure. It made me believe all the things I loved would come true. And I still wonder about the bigger issues, like, is there a God? Love, pure love, is the most powerful force there is. And it is everything and nothing. Well, it can beat hate anyway. Love, I have it for family and friends, but I am finding it hard, so hard, to enjoy life today. I know I have a life which is unbelievably easy compared to most of the rest of the planet, and yet, what good if I cannot enjoy it, as I plainly cannot do?
So, that was just one entry, actually, at the beginning of May. And, you can really, you really see... you can just see the sort of thoughts, you know, that are going through your head. You're just running around in circles, you're worrying about things, endless questions, and not really having any answers. Although writing, certainly the process of writing, I think, you know, for anyone who is reading this who has depression or, I would certainly recommend writing things down. And certainly, talk to a psychiatrist, I'll read two more entries and then, that's really the end of, and then I started going on to antidepressants. And after, I mean, that really made a huge difference. And it was actually just the mental process of admitting that I couldn't do this on my own or wasn't worth waiting for and actually... going on to antidepressants. And for me, it felt like it was an admission of failure, that I should have been able to do this on my own, and I couldn't, and so I was giving in. And, it's not a failure. If you break your arm, you go to a doctor, they put it in a plast, and you get well again. Your brain is like any other, part of your body. It's just a weird part because you can't really see it and we don't really know how it works. But it can get hurt and you do need help. And, there's nothing wrong with, at least I don't think there's anything wrong in going on antidepressants. And, maybe some other people think differently. But for me, it worked. It was absolutely the right thing to do. And I have absolutely no regrets about it. So this next one is just a poem which I think is nice. This is actually before that last entry, just before that last entry. And I, funnily enough, in a book Mum and Dad gave me, Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris, by Paul Gallico, which is a lovely book, actually, there was a poem in it called Don't Quit. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and all you want, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a fellow turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learned too late, when the night came down, how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turns inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt, and you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. Stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem worthless that you mustn't quit. It's when things seem worst that you mustn't quit. The diary is just like up and down, you know, just happy, sad, but certainly moving progressively sadder. And this, I think this is, as far as I can tell, this is almost the last entry before I did decide to go on antidepressants. And it's just a classic sort of, it makes me laugh now, really, I suppose, looking back on it now that I'm well again, I suppose. I really am. And, you know, again, if there are any people who are depressed reading this, especially for the first time and you don't really know what you're going through, you will get to the other end of it and it will be fine, especially if you actually get help. So here you go. Work today. Sheesh, it's hard. Even just content loading, I'm finding hard. Ridiculous. Still, I hope that as I get back into it, it will all get easier. It ought to. I can do this job for 9 months. I can, and I will. I wonder how long it will take me to get well again. Do I need to go on antidepressants? Am I wasting my time in New Zealand? Do I have too many questions? What is my purpose in life? Smiley face. How can I meet new, fun people? Why do I feel so tired all of the time? Is it depression? Is it just a chemical imbalance in my brain? If I quit work, can I get a new job? Is sickness benefit $190 per week? Because I could live on that for quite a while. Barely. When will things get better? How long would I have to stay on antidepressants for? Would I be addicted/dependent on them, so that when I come off, I was still okay? If I quit work, can I keep the chair and monitors? Is it right? Am I destined to be alone for the rest of my life? Should I do Vipassana again? What was real on that course? Will I always have periods of depression from now on? Am I pissed off? I'm running out of space in this beautiful diary. How much more dental work is needed, seeing as my teeth are still sore? Will work get better? Can I stick it out for 9 months? Can I deregister my company easily? When should I get my new passport? So, I mean, that was. I mean, that's verbatim, pretty much. The entry is just questions, 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 questions. Just thinking about all the worst things that can happen, and that's classic. Classic depression. So during this time, you know, when I was going through depression, I was seeing these caseworkers, seeing the psychiatrist, seeing the caseworker and psychologist after a time. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see a psychologist really at the beginning of the treatment because there was someone just quit and it took time to get someone else. And I was sort of let's say low priority because I was, you know, relatively stable compared to, you know, a lot of people. But they teach you this thing called cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, and it's a technique you can look up, and I'll probably get it quite wrong, but it's a very powerful, very simple, which is, you know, part of its effectiveness, I suppose, technique for dealing with unhappy or depressive thoughts. And you basically analyze your, you know, when you find yourself thinking, you know, oh, I'm going to get sick, oh, I'm going to lose my job, oh, I'm going to do this, that, and the other. I mean, there are lots of techniques, you know, write these thoughts down and sort of analyze and see do they make sense. But cognitive behavioral therapy is sort of easier than that. Basically, you just start to train your brain to think. So when you're having thoughts like that, which are, you know, catastrophizing, I mean, it's not saying if you're having an unhappy thought, you have to banish it straight away. I mean, of course not. I mean, sometimes unhappy things happen, you know, people die, relationships change, whatever it is. So it's not saying you shouldn't deal with them by just, you know, trying to ignore it. But if you are having thoughts which are, you know, continually awful and not, you know, they really are not grounded in anything, then you know, CBT teaches you just start, you know, force yourself to think of something else. Just think of something happy. Whatever it is, you know, a happy time with your family or, you know, a film you enjoyed or whatever, you just trick yourself really into thinking about something else, and you can break the cycle. So, you know, thoughts give way to actions and actions give way to feelings, and the idea is that by changing either of those, thoughts and actions are the easiest ones to change to then change your feelings, but they're all related. So, but it's hard to just, you know, decide you're going to be happy, but if you think about something happy, then, you know, you will begin to feel happier. Or, you know, if you're just moping around not doing anything, or even if you are, you know, exercise is key. You know, go out for a walk, go out for a run, go out, play a game of tennis, do whatever it is, but just, you know, force yourself to get out and do stuff. And by continually doing this, you know, you will get better. So, yeah, I suppose it was probably 5 or 6 months later that I started going on the antidepressants, and took about 6 weeks of being on them before I started feeling better. So, you know, you see these bloody annoying case studies about, you know, people saying antidepressants don't work and all that sort of stuff, and it's bollocks. Like, they absolutely do work. Well, they did for me anyway, and I'm absolutely sure about that. And I think it's very dangerous to say, you know, people shouldn't go on these things and they don't do anything, because, you know, the people who actually need them might read that and decide not to go on it, and that's, you know, that's absolutely wrong. So, yeah, I mean, you know, other little things, you know, about when you're depressed, you know, your confidence is shattered. And this is true, you know, even something as simple as shopping, like food shopping, was hard, because, you know, it's hard to make decisions. If, you know, even deciding, do you want to buy Weetabix or cornflakes? You know, I mean, that's a decision. You actually have to decide, I'm going to have Weetabix. But, it sounds so stupid. You know, you're probably listening to this going, you know, oh, you know, get over yourself sort of thing. But, you know, when you're actually in that state, you've got to remember it's an injury. There is an imbalance in there. You know, however it started, it, you know, it does turn into a physical injury. It's chemical, but it's still, you know, there is an injury there, and you're not thinking normally. So that was that really. Let me see, there's my little chart here. I started on so Telepran on the 4th of May. 4th of May. So just shortly after those entries I read. And I stayed on it for a year. While I was on it, then I also started on the lithium as well. And I'll put up the chart so you can actually see, you know, exactly where things started and ended. Because they don't want to just put you on antidepressants, because then, you know, if you're just on antidepressants and obviously you've just been manic, you know, you have that, you know, if you're just on antidepressants and you haven't got a mood stabilizer like lithium, then you can actually go, you know, off the walls again. So that was moving into depression, and I mean, yeah, the care workers were amazing. I've so indebted to them. I mean, and I really think, you know, for me, I guess because of the background I come from, a very sort of loving, trusting environment. I mean, maybe I'm not critical enough or whatever, but I just decided that these guys were here to help me. You know, they weren't, they were here to help me, and I was just going to trust them, and if they said, you know, I mean, they sort of give you the literature and suggest that maybe you should go on to antidepressants, but it is your choice at the end of the day. But, you know, if they're suggesting something, then, you know, think about it seriously. I mean, you're not the first person who's gone through this. You're not going to be the last person who's gone through this. And, you know, if you're working with people who are, you know, obviously a caring bunch of people, and, you know, you trust them, then, you know, maybe they know a thing or two, and you should go with their help. So, yeah, I yeah, I... It was... They really, really helped. Really helped.